Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Vulture, me and you have to have a real meeting. For real. I know that I'm using real, but that's how you know that I'm being real, because I'm saying real a lot. And now I kind of understand what Bubba was going through. And I know a lot of people are going to be, oh, this is fake outrage. I'm really not even that mad. It's kind of funny. But you're my producer. You're not supposed to be using joke pictures of me that I gave to you. Because now that, well, see, I kind of screwed myself because I said I gave it to you. So now you kind of can do whatever you want with them. What I'm trying to say is don't use the glamour shot. You being the host of this Zoom meeting, because I'm waiting on Ciroc to jump on. Saying CPT, people, CPT. He'll even agree with me on that one. Oh, they're going to come at me like Joe Rogan. Okay. Might happen. But you do not like have my profile picture, Vulture, as me, the glamour shot, sitting on a mini motorcycle because I lost a bet at Real Radio 104.1. All right, Ciroc, come on. All right. Jesus Christ. Already recording. Just waiting for Ciroc to unmute his microphone.
There we go.
Oh, God damn
it. It's your settings. You had the settings on.
No.
On participants, automatically mute it upon
okay,
entry.
Well, I, you know, yeah, okay. Then take that up with the Marine.
No, thank you. What's going on?
Already recording, by the way, Mr. Real Estate Man.
Huh? What'd you say?
Mr. Real Estate Man.
Man, that's just my side hustle, you know.
Now let me ask you, are you going to do those stereotypical pictures where you're like, hire me, I am Ciroc Hale.
No, I don't want to be that guy that's like, congratulations to my clients, Mr. and Mrs. Whatever, on their first home.
And you're holding the keys and you're like, all like, yeah. Now, if you do those, now that you're a real estate guy, you know, you could write off teeth whitening. I mean, I'm not saying your teeth aren't white, but what I'm saying is you want them to be like the whitest white, like Steve Harvey, like white. Because I'm telling you, you'll sell more homes. Like you having big Steve Harvey teeth. I'm not saying you have big teeth.
Yes, rabbit teeth.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to tell me big white chompers are going to help you sell some homes.
I can write off you know, next year teeth taxes, white. Like $20,000 in teeth white.
Yes. and getting crowns like, oh, man. Well, I had to have my crowns rotated. This is my moneymaker.
Actually, I have to put a crown on in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you do? I thought you had those Invisalign. Did it not work for you?
I would say this, Tata. If anyone out there is thinking about getting Invisalign, if your teeth are jacked up, by all means, yes, you probably should. But I hate to say this,
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
No, I mean, my teeth are straight, but throughout the process, it probably caused more problems than what it helped. Because when your teeth are moving, like, you know, you can get cavities, you can get,
you're acting like your teeth are migrating around your jaw. Like they're on a great migration.
They are. It's crazy, man. Like 3 weeks ago, I had to get a root canal done. And when I say like, you know, we hear stories about root canals, like, oh, they're painful. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. I've been to a dentist plenty of times. I got it done, and within like 30 minutes of me leaving the office, I thought somebody hit me in the face with like a sledgehammer. Like, I thought about going to the hospital. I was in so much pain.
Yeah, teeth issues are just like, I just sent it to you, Vulture. I just sent it to you. Yeah, I just sent it to you. Damn. Okay, thank you. Right in the middle. He's like, hey, man, send me code. Nah, I, 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 I wait. Don't call me an a-hole. I'm just Vulture. I'm just messing with you. Don't be. See, now he's gonna be mad at me.
Yeah, I see. See, we should have started.
Anyways, oh, we are going live on Facebook Live. Wait, what do you want me to turn my camera on?
Oh no, don't make me turn my camera on.
Oh yeah,
I got fresh kitchen in front of me. I got a water bottle. Like,
no, just shut up. We'll do it. Like, I mean, look, I'm, and we'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, I can. Just give me a second to like kind of plug it in, and you know, plug it in.
See, that's the thing about it. He loves springing stuff like this. I mean, I have no problem turning my camera on, but like this was meant to be my podcast for tomorrow.
I can turn my camera on.
I'll do it right now.
All right, give me a second. Let me at least like.
No, mine's on. No, don't be a bitch.
No, I mean, like, I have like food on my. Like, one sec. Hold on. You'll see. I got to move it down.
And I don't even have my great setup to even be on there.
How do I look? What the fuck is behind me? What is that?
I don't know. Now I gotta like turn everything on here.
Why do I look blue? Look blue. See? Shifted. Do I look blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, what and what's behind me? You know, I kinda like that behind me. Actually, now I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Hold on, let me turn the light on real quick.
So now that this is
what?
Nothing. It is now the audio is not going to sound right because I don't have my
stuff set up. You like a little choir boy.
No, just hold on.
All right, here. Let me turn my light on.
All right, I guess are we live now? I mean, yes. So right. I don't even have my glasses on. This
need your glasses on to talk?
Well, no, it's a part of the image. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but I can see the glare, you know, in your eyes.
All right, I'm sorry.
You know, all right, it's okay.
And why do you look at me? You do look like Michael B. Jordan, like
he owes me some money, by the way.
Killmonger. You do. You look like. Not Killmonger. Is it Killmonger?
I think so.
You know, yeah, you got that hair. Like you're looking for Wakanda right now. Like that's exactly.
Where do you think I'm at right now? Look behind me. I got a little lost going to Wakanda. I ended up on this beach behind me.
All right. So if you're just joining us right now, this is the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's turned into a live stream now. This audio will also be available on my podcast, which is available on all like podcasting platforms.
There you go.
Anyway, so do you like I look very Italian?
Yeah,
like
I'm ready to go see a Rocky movie. From like the gym, or you were playing tennis earlier or something?
No, I've been working out, and I gotta call you out on something, man.
What'd I do?
Okay, so you posted some video of yourself on Facebook the other day of you working out. All right, so number one.
Okay.
I'm probably hating right now. I'm hating on Ciroc because he's
pushing, I hesitated to post
pushing
that, by the way.
P right now. Ciroc is pushing P and I'm like, I'm just hating on him right now. That's all that's going on. And you are posting workout videos. Now, number one, okay.
Okay.
How tall are you?
5'10". Why are you laughing? I swear. I'm 5'10".
Why did somebody on your comment say 5'5"?
Because man, Tuttle. I'm
you're lying,
almost,
dude.
I'm almost taller than you. I'm almost taller than you. 100%.
No, you're not. Ciroc, come on, buddy.
All right, whoever
and
said-
the reason why you look so big is that you don't have as much space to fill up with muscle as somebody like I do. You are just like. That's why midgets all look like buff. Have you ever seen a midget that like, didn't come in looking yoke? Like he just.
That's because they didn't, you know, that gene to make them get taller went, you know, horizontal. I'm sorry, it's him on mic, but went horizontal. So they just get wider. You know what I mean? I mean, that has advantages, right? Being wide has an advantage. Being wide, does that have an advantage for anything?
No, but like, okay, what I'm saying though is like, I'm like 6'5". Okay. And you're
and
like,
okay, you're well, six foot and a quarter. Nobody says a half.
I'm six and a half. Come on. You know that that happened. So that's why you look that much bigger, and you're in there working with rubber bands, dude. Yeah, like yeah, you're working with bands.
Bands, man. It was from my elbows. You know, I had tendonitis, and you know when that picture, when that actually was done, it was March of 2020.
Wait, that video?
Yeah. I was
okay. Yeah, whatever, dude.
I was cleaning up my Google storage because I was running out of space, and I had all these.
Well, that makes it even worse, man. That makes it even worse. It does. Why and not? Let me ask you, who was taking that video? Tell me that was not one of your boys or your workout boys.
Yeah,
that...
it was one of my workout buddies. I mean, we were all taking,
you,
I don't know.
You half know the how that looks.
The other half is taking pictures.
Do you know how that looked when you, hey, man, come on. You know, like the real bodybuilders and workout people back in the day were like, hey, man, can you spot me? And now it's hey, man. Hey, here's my camera, man. Can you take a picture of me like working out, dude? Like
I'm not gonna lie, we did spend a good like 15-20 minutes, like just everybody's just handing each other's phones and just going like you thought we were making a movie or something like that. But I mean, that's the thing now, man. You go to any gym, it's people working out whether they're by themselves or with someone else, and it's just like the phone is like on the ground and just recording. Everything's being recorded.
If you ask me, look, if I ever owned a gym, you know how Planet Fitness was like, we don't want no lunkheads around, you know, can't drop any weights. My gym would be no cameras. Like I would want to make it feel safe
so
for women.
People in there?
No cameras. No cameras because you got to admit it. And you probably have done it, even though I don't want your girl to find out about this because it's on Facebook.
No cameras. Go ahead.
You have taken video of a chick like doing that where she's bending over and doing the lift like that from the
eyes up. Look, eyes up the whole time, just like this.
You are a goddamn liar.
I gotta feel my way to the front door, like, oh god, where am I at?
Wait, you've never looked longer
maybe
than
once.
What you should have.
Maybe once.
And like, oh my god, what the hell?
Yeah, but it's always like that. Situation to where like the machine you're on just happens to be directly behind like the squat rack, or you know, maybe they're doing lunges or something like that. But you got headphones on, you're trying to look just
what about the one where they're doing the curls, like they lay on their stomach and they're lifting the legs up, you know, like the back leg, like the
hamstring curls. Doggy pose?
Yeah. And they're just like, and what's up with these TikTok sweatpants or yoga pants, like it shows basically everything.
Yeah. No shame.
Is the camel toe making a comeback? I know that sounds like a very 90s thing, but
I mean,
is the big labia making a comeback?
I don't know, man. Like, cause these yoga pants are like, they start at like right above your belly button. You know what I mean? So it's just like, they're like way up here and everything just gets sucked up. And it's just, you know, a lot of knuckles walking around pretty much. Maybe it is a comeback. I don't know if it ever went anywhere. I guess nobody was looking.
I mean, in the late 90s, like all the like favorite like porn categories were, you know, you knuckles, like you said, you know, it was all like that was the most that was like the biggest porn site in the early 2000s, you know, late 90s. It was that style. Eggs. It was. They had a logo with a camel on it. Like, so, yes.
I think it's coming back. That's how fashion is, though. It's like you advance, you know what I mean? It's just one big circle. It just comes back around all over again. So just save your clothes because you're going to wear them again like in 20 years anyway.
Man, my hair looks like crap.
Yeah, speaking of my pictures, I seen a picture of you looking like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. What was that
about? Oh, yeah. No, my producer, Vulture, gave me a bunch of like hand-me-down clothes. So like I was doing like Tuttle Fashion Week, and I was taking a whole bunch of pictures. Oh, he gave me these workout clothes, and I didn't even know this until yesterday.
Looks good.
Look at this. I didn't know that I didn't know what the hole in the side of the sleeve
was for.
I don't know, but it's not. Everybody says this is a chick jacket.
I've never
seen
a guy wear that. Well.
Wait, my producer gave me a damn girl's jacket workout. look at how form fitting it is. Like it, so now I can kind of see like it is.
It looks good.
Man.
It looks good, but I can tell you don't work out in it.
What do you mean? I did a 10-mile hike, walk and run, okay, with a 50-pound pack on my back.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I put a whole plate. I put a 45 plate mm-hmm. in a backpack with plus a 5-pound weight that I had in there. And okay. and I went on 10 miles with a 50-pound
five pack there, five it. Back, or 10 there and 10 back.
No, I never cross my same path once. I plot out the perfect running areas. Okay.
What does that even mean?
Well, I never cross the same path, is what I'm saying.
All right.
I create the perfect path. Yeah, and that's what I do.
You got to be careful over there. You know, you got crocodiles, right?
Not worried about it, dude. It, you know what? It helped you out. It's real life training.
Yeah, but I'd hate to get eaten by an alligator after I ran 10 miles with him, you know.
You had a 45-pound weight. Come on, man. I got a knife on me.
Yeah, okay. I would love to see that. A knife versus alligator. That'd be
45-pound weight. I would take and bash the gator's brain in with the 45-pound weight. So I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay. So, but you still didn't explain the hairdo. Was that a wig?
No. That was my shaggy hair. I hadn't had a haircut in 4 or 5 months.
That was your hair as of recently.
Yes. Yeah. Well, dude, I talked to you Friday when you called me Friday when I was in Melbourne. I was getting my hair cut.
Oh, let me see. Turn to the side a little bit. Who did it?
That female barber that Amanda Bellinger chick that does it. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you prefer male or female barbers?
Well, this is the only female. This is the only true female barber that I've ever seen that's been any good, because I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but it was pretty bad, because the hair got really, really bad. But Amanda is a third generational barber.
Wait, third generational barber?
Yeah, well, her grandfather was a barber,
mm-hmm.
her father was a barber, and she became a barber.
No, she's a barber or a hairstylist.
No, she is a barber. No, she's a barber. She only uses scissors and clippers. You know,
so she doesn't cut women's hair at all.
I mean, she does her own, I think.
Can she cut my hair? That's always
yeah,
like,
no, she could easily.
That's how you graduate to being really good as a
dude,
barber.
Before I came in, before the haircut before me, she was installing Afro Puffs on a guy before.
Installing car or something.
Yes, yeah. It was. He needed his Afro Puffs and rotated.
Installation.
No, he needed his Afro Puffs rotated. You remember back in the day, the Afro Puffs? I had I had a few black friends.
Like Coolio, right?
Yeah,
twist. I might try that. I might bring that back, actually.
And my friend was like, "Oh man, I got such a headache today because their moms would pull that so tight." And it would just be pulling the hair. It would just be
it's the worst. Your eyes are just like this the whole time because it's just sucking on your forehead.
It's a hood facelift, isn't it?
It is.
Have you ever had your hair tied tight that?
Yeah, a couple years ago, and I took it out within 5 days. It was just, it was too painful, man. You couldn't sleep, and it's, like I said, it's pulling on your hair, and it's it's not worth it. It looks cool for that day, but then after that, it's forget it.
Did you
it
ever
takes like 4 hours.
Did you ever have cornrows?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did. I gotta see this. I gotta see
I have
this
one thing. Picture of it. I have to find it. I only have one photo. One photo.
I was gonna text you, but it was late at night. I was watching the Ciroc, post this to your social media. That's while Vulture is one to ask.
Got it.
Dude, I was watching the Winter Olympics. Have you been watching it at all?
No, I didn't even know what was going on.
I saw that your dad's country, your homeland, Tyrion, or they had one.
Wait,
they had
wait,
they
wait,
had
wait,
one
wait.
Person.
How do you pronounce it for it again?
Tyrion. It was. I know. Eritrean. But yeah, no, they had one competitor.
Yeah,
in the Winter Olympics.
And what was it? Was it skiing?
Yeah, it was. But I was they must have some mountains or something there where they can ski, because that is in Africa, right? Or
yeah,
no?
But,
like, how, What, I mean, skiing on sand?
Well, he probably doesn't. He probably doesn't actually like live there. He's just kind of like represent the country.
Oh, that's how he got in. He probably is from another country, and he wasn't good enough to make it on that team. And he's like, oh, let me go down my family tree. Oh, Eritrean was in my family. I could represent Eritrean. Eritrean. I can't even get it right.
It's Eritrean. So like
Eritrean.
E-R-I-T-R. I'm trying to like share this video at the same time, but I can't for some reason.
So is your dad like, oh man, this is our chance. This is like, this is going to be the pride of our country. I wish my son Sirach would have represented
Eritrea in
the Olympics.
Ice skating.
No, not in the Winter Olympics. I'm talking about like you could represent in the Summer Olympics, right?
Yeah, but I went like a lot of them like do cycling and running.
Yeah, you could do
and
that.
I suck at both of those.
I couldn't. Wait, you were in track though, weren't you?
But I was a sprinter. It's a difference. Like I have.
What was your 40 speed? Oh, you couldn't run marathon?
No, I can't. I mean, I did my first 5K like 2 years ago. And it was like,
you hated it.
Well, it was during COVID. Well, still COVID now, but like it was like a virtual 5K. So they just had to kind of like take your word for it and just rent it out on your own. And I ran like maybe for 5 minutes and I just walked the rest of the way. And then they sent me a trophy afterwards for participating.
Oh, God. You know, I see a lot of people do those Disney marathons and like you get one where it's got like Mulan. Like if you do like a 2K and then like if you do a 5K, you're like Mufasa.
Oh, I thought you got like movie tickets or something like that. Like you'll see Spider-Man, you run like 5K and then you just run to the theater and they just let you in.
Hey, do you watch any of the HBO original series shows?
I didn't watch it last
night. You watch Euphoria?
No, but my girlfriend loves that show for some reason.
Well, see, then I'm watching Chick Show, I guess. but can I tell you though? It's like, all right, Sirach. All right, so Vulture says it's dumb.
Listen, time I come in and she's watching that show, there's either someone getting beat up or they're having sex. That's it.
Every time. Show more. Okay, remember how like you'd only back in the day you would only see like yeah, there's gay sex in it. There's also heterosexual on transsexual sex. There's also a lot of penis shown. Like, I'm telling you, you know, like how back in the day you would get full frontal, like with women, boobs, vagina. And now it makes sense. All right, Vulture. See, Vulture, why don't you just jump in if you want to, you know, crack jokes? Come on. Like, because you got good ones, man. Just jump
I didn't know you could show that on HBO. I thought it has to be like a certain like limit before it's considered just like softcore porn.
All right. No. They had penises. Like every episode has, I swear to God, I think on average, at least 5 penises shown per episode.
What are they trying to get at? You know,
So this is like, when you talk about like these people are crazy, like I hope that the generation is not like this. It is just like, it's just nonstop. The clothes that they wear, it's like if you're going to Freaknik, like you have big old asses and the tightest clothes, cleavage, midriff, everything showing. This is exactly what they wear. And then you got the bad kids. The bad kids are doing heroin, crack, all this stuff.
Yeah, like
then you got the jock. The jock is a psychopath. He bangs chicks, dudes. He's checking out packages.
So it's like all the extremes, pretty much.
Yeah, it's just like way out there, man.
But what is it about? I mean, what is it about?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just like,
hey, you guys want to see something fucked up?
Yeah. It's like faces. You know how it's you know how people used to go out and see shock videos and stuff. This is just like, you know, 45 minutes of rubbernecking, like seeing an accident. Like you're wanting to, hey, do y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah. You know, I was like, what did they tell the actors? Just do what you want. Just do whatever you want. Which is the cameras.
Yeah.
God. No, but I'm not going to watch it. I keep walking in on the wrong moment. So I'm not watching this show.
There's this character on the show. Okay. You know what? All right. So you got people that or act crazy that I would be like, yo, I'm ready. They're all pumped up. They're just like yelling, I'm going to F you up, all this stuff. And then when somebody does that same thing, but is calm, deadpan about the whole thing, okay?
They usually so the
main, yeah. And so the main character on Euphoria, but God, like, got a $3,000 front on some drugs. She's an addict. She said, oh, I want to sell him.
It's okay. What's the girl's name?
Oh, Zendaya that plays MJ on the Spider-Man movies. Okay.
Which is a hell of a transition from, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So she gets the 3,000 front, but like when the drug dealer hands it over, she's like this. She's like, yes, Rue, just to let you know, I get my money back no matter what. And if you can't pay me, I will have you kidnapped and sold into sex slavery. And then she's like, okay, have a great day. And I'm just like, when people are that calm, like they don't show any emotion of being happy or that it's sad or just mad. Those are the ones you got to look out for because they're the ones that mean it. They're the ones that,
I would just say, like, listen, I really don't need this money. I just
no, just I don't need it.
Forget I said anything. I don't know you sell drugs or nothing.
Yes. Just know? Let it be. I've never seen you in my life.
Yeah, that's insane.
Just to prove to you, I'll cut off my pinky finger right
the
now.
The crazy part is, though, that really happens, though. You know, obviously, you don't see it every day and going out and about, especially here in Tampa. But, I mean, I'm sure it happens in the most grittiest places, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like if someone said that in a drug deal, like, that's an immediate red flag. And usually, if you need a front for $3,000 for some drugs, you probably are carrying some piece or have a knife or something. If anybody threatened you like that, you would just shoot them.
Yeah, but I mean, it is just like I don't know. And then like I've been getting it. I don't know why white people do this. Like white people love the movies or the TV shows that show the inner city and stuff. I don't know why white people are into that more. Like, oh my God, it's like a, you know what? I'm not going to say what I was going to say because
I just shit on Joe the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know. When you go on safari and you look at, you just want to observe and stuff
from afar.
From afar. I don't want to live that life, but
that brokenness is contagious. You got to be careful. You don't hang around the homeless people too much. You
know? But did you ever watch The Wire on HBO?
No, that was right before I actually started watching TV.
Man, that was.
Or cared about what was on TV, you know.
Man, that one was, but it. I remember me and my white friends, the first time we watched Menace to Society on TV, we were like, yeah, we ain't going to take no stuff. We're going to walk right into a convenience store and we're going to say whatever we want to say and wish they would say something about my mama.
Yeah, to you all, convenience store is the biggest, I was about to say the wrong word, but never mind. Usually they have guns at convenience stores. I'm always say that it's never an Asian
the biggest
person
gentleman, there. The biggest G.
Yeah, it's never an Asian person running a convenience store or a gas station. So
no, you know what it is in Florida though. It's people from India, which is you know like I love they run a tight ship with their stores and like if they don't have something in stock, man, they will make sure that you get what you need.
Why is that though? Do certain cultures just pick? You know, like, hey, we'll just do the gas stations or hey, we'll just do the taxis.
It's the Simpsons.
Is it? You think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. The Simpsons. You look at who the main character, the one that owned the convenience store.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Abu?
Yeah.
Abu. What was the monkey in Aladdin?
Jabbar?
No, the monkey. His friend.
I don't know. Jafari?
I thought it was like Abu.
Jafir? No, I don't know. I don't remember a lot of those Disney movies. Yeah,
I think about Aladdin, like they were thieves. Like they would just steal stuff from people, him and the monkey.
But Disney, though, was always like very stereotypical or stereotype. Yeah. Do you have your girlfriend glasses on?
That's no, these are my blue light glasses.
Those are his real estate glasses for when
I know, right?
He's lightened.
Congratulations to the happy couple. I'm holding this giant key and, you know, on their first home, they paid about $30,000 over the asking price.
Now what, like what if it's, man, I could understand this. Now what if it's a newlywed woman,
okay,
her husband is a truck driver, he's always out and about, she's in charge of seeing the house every single day, Ciroc, okay. And then you're like, oh, you know, you're taking her out on her own and she's just like, I just don't know about this house. Can we talk about this house over dinner tonight? And then, you know, it's just that one thing leads to another. Like, are you willing to do what you need?
Is this
do
what happens in Euphoria? Is this like the plot?
Yeah, it was a plot in Euphoria.
Sounds like it.
But like, I mean, are you? What are you willing to do to close a house? Like,
not that.
Would you chick be mad? Your chick wouldn't be mad.
We've talked about everything that you need to know as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, can we FaceTime Mr. whatever his name is at the same time?
Well, what kind of deposit do you need to put down, Mr. Sharuk? What kind of deposit? Because I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah,
those shady
deposit.
Back alley deals I like.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I'm only selling like trap houses, tree houses. I'm only selling to drug dealers. That's
you should do. I mean,
yeah, you know, the drug dealer real estate to where like
cash money,
they only could go through you. That's
but what happens if the feds find out and they're like, all right, Mr. Sharuk, we need you to come in and talk. Listen, you bought
stitches,
this.
Just get stitches. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the feds, funny thing happened on Friday. I was working over in St.
How was Gasparilla?
It was stupid busy and it was freezing cold at the same time. Like my lips got like frostbite. No, I worked.
Your lips got frostbite.
Yeah, I worked 16 hours straight.
My lips don't get frostbitten. Nobody right. ever. I hate when everybody says that.
You don't have the same my nose, surface my size. Lips, you know what I mean? I got a lot of area to cover with chapstick. So I was like an eraser, just you know. You ever remember those little glue sticks?
You're saying that you have bigger sales than us? Like that you're catching more. That,
listen, when you got Steve Harvey teeth, you need the right protection, you know, just in case.
Hey, you know, before we go, I wanted to ask. I know that college football has been done with for a little bit, but right.
Not ask me how Michigan did in the playoffs.
No, I'm not asking about that. Did you ever? Because the biggest fight, like friendly fight that I had ever seen, was when we were watching the Bucs game. We went to the Bucs and Dolphins game, and your buddy and him were arguing about Ohio State because he loves Cleveland. And
yes.
Now let me ask you, is he going to be one of those guys now he's going to try to claim Cincinnati because, you know, he's from Ohio?
That's a good question.
You cannot let him get away with
no.
that. But you and him got into a very...
I have the audio. Like, I don't know if it's on this computer. Let me see.
You guys got into a really heated thing.
Yeah. And the funny part is the day, and then Michigan beat Ohio State, and I seen him the day at work.
Did you get after him?
Nah. But I looked at it. I could see it in his eyes. You know, he just kind of gave it a look like, like he understood. He would have fired me if I did.
I see you. Did you get professional Sony's headphones?
No. These are the ones you told me to get, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, see? They are the best, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they sound pretty good, but I have nothing to compare it to, really. So,
all right, Sharuk. Hey, don't I? My end sounds pretty good being on internet and stuff now, right?
Yeah, you moved to a new place. I kind of like the background. You know,
I'm gonna put a curtain that I can slide back to block everything out.
Could we get a quick tour? Is that where all the magic happens behind you?
Here, do you want to see? That's the only magic that's happening. I got a cat right there.
Oh. What's the cat's name?
Amelia.
Amelia, oh, so precious.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think you were a cat guy, but
I'm not.
Makes sense now.
Well, it's Emma Amelia.
Emma Amelia.
Well, I mean, Amelia can be Emma Amelia. Could be any of those.
Is that French? What?
Amelia Emma.
Are you saying a million or Amelia?
Amelia. Amelia.
Amelia, like A M
E A L I. Yeah, A M.
Or are you saying L I mail you? Hey, I'll mail you.
All right, we're out of here. Tell people how they can check out your podcast.
Oh, man. Weekly Review, you can check it out on Spotify. You know, basically all the streaming platforms. Speaking of Spotify, Joe Rogan. But Spotify, Apple Music, or
Apple
Podcasts.
Man, what do you think about that? I mean, come on.
I like Joe Rogan.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring that up. I know. But you opened up the door.
Nah, I like him. I don't think he's a racist. I just think he...
Or that David Goggins or Coggins guy's like, nah, man, I hung out with him all the time.
Yeah. I know. I don't think any black person thinks Joe Rogan is a racist. I just think, I mean, yeah.
Did he own up to it the right way? Did he not make any excuses? He was like,
he did. But like, I mean, that's what everybody would do. It's not like we expect them to be like, yeah, so what you going to do about it? Like, no. I mean, and then Spotify.
All right. So, okay, let me... I know this is going to, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. Okay. Even though I'm not comparing the same thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because Cracker is nowhere near what Joe Rogan said. Okay. All right. So, but if you had to apologize, say you become the biggest like podcasting legend, the next big thing. And then there's this video that comes out and it's just you saying Cracker this, Cracker this, Cracker that. How would you apologize? So can you just like, give me like, there's no excuse. I got to hear this. All right. And so three, I would say 2-1 action.
Hello, everybody. So lately there's been a video that surfaced of me saying some things I should never say. I'm not laughing. I just have a tendency to smile when I'm very sad and regretful, but I was caught saying the word that starts with a C, you know, sounds like something you can eat as well. And I just want to apologize. I don't consider myself racist against crack.
More dramatic pauses. You're not sounding sincere enough. Slow it down.
Very sorry. Actually, you know, I'm sorry.
I know. But it's ridiculous to compare it to. But I was just saying, though, it's like, of course, it's going to be the same thing that everybody says.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's just that Joe Rogan, this is what should have happened. And I think I told you this like last time we talked, well, at least a year ago when we did this. But he's not a racist. And obviously, there's the video of him saying the word. I kind of blame, like, whoever his first black friend was that didn't say anything.
Yeah, just let him, that didn't check him on it.
And after that happens, it's a wrap. Like, it's just like, okay, whatever. So,
yeah,
oh, well.
So you need,
we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll still listen to his podcast, though. I still like him.
All right, Ciroc. Well, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
I mean, you looked, you come on anyways. I'm surprised you didn't come on like shirtless or something.
No, I'm surprised at the energy. I'm like on a, like an Adderall hangover a little bit. So I'm a little foggy right now. No, you know, when like, yeah, you kind of, when you,
you stayed up too late and you're lacking on time because you were too jacked up and everything. I know what you're talking about.
Yep. Yep.
Been there, done that.
Can't even put words together.
Yeah. You need an IV. Go get an IV before you go to work.
This is actually a liquid. You can't see it, but it's liquid IV.
Joe, sound check. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Joe, how are you? Or do I mean, is it Jorn or is it Joe? Do you go by Joe because we're a bunch of dumb Americans?
Joe is totally fine. The story behind it is I transferred in for my senior year to a small college in Texas. And I always try to tell the people, no, it's not Orn, it's Jörn. It's an umlaut. Yeah, so they started calling me umlaut.
Well, so Jorn, where are you from, Joe, originally?
Oh, originally not too far from here. I live close to Frankfurt, and I was born and raised in the city of Mainz.
Mainz. You think of Mainz, like I've heard, I'm sure you probably heard all types of jokes, like, I bet you guys got a lot of insects or something there. You know, you got Mainz and bed bugs and stuff. No, that would have been dumb. Probably,
no, right? Actually, it's a place where the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine was developed.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, BioNTech is headquartered there.
Did you get in on some BioNTech before it blew up there, or like, were you not able to get into that one? Because a lot of my audience, you know what? Before you answer that, Joe, or Jorn, can you let my audience know a little bit about yourself and what you're all about and how people can check out your podcast and any of the content?
Yes, of course. My name is Joe. I run StartupRate.io. It's a podcast in English on the German-speaking startup scene, meaning Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. And www.startuprate.io is pretty good. And you can also check out my internet radio station at startup.radio. Most people hear me as a startup podcast host, but I actually make a living as a startup scout, helping investors and tech companies to find and take over startups.
What, kind of like diversify a little bit? Because, you know, as a tech company, you want to be able to kind of have something that you can like tangibly go, you know, tangible, right? That you can look at, that you can use. When it comes to tech, it could be a website or an app or something like that, correct?
Yes, of course. But most of the time, it's not necessarily about the tech, about the apps, about the website, but it's more about the people who can build better stuff. It's about the smart people.
So, yeah, you're not a lot of investment in dumb people, per se. I could definitely see that, Joe. Now, Joe, before we get into some other stuff, you've been following the Winter Olympics there. I didn't realize how well Germany did in the luge. They got a great luge team.
Admittedly, I'm not following any Olympics. For one reason, I do work a lot. And the second reason, there's barely any sports in the world that I watch on TV. There's only one exception. There is American football that I watch from time to time. But I like the sport, don't get me wrong. But it's also the games are Sunday evening here in Germany. So we meet for dinner, then we have a beer, we watch the game, then we have a cigar at halftime, and then we go back and watch the rest of it. That's very nice, especially social. And I'm also going to watch the Super Bowl, even though it starts,
it starts kind of late, right?
Yeah, 30 minutes past midnight, Monday morning here in Germany.
Well, yeah, I mean, the NFL football is really, really cool. And I'm sure, you know, spending a little bit of time in Texas and stuff, you know, you kind of had to get into football because football is life in Texas. How was it kind of like going to school and stuff like that in Texas, being somebody from Germany? Like, was it a little like, was there any culture shock there? Did you learn anything, and were you able to teach them any stuff?
Oh, many, many questions. Well, let me first start. Yes, it was different. It was culture shock, but made only be for the reason I arrived there almost straight after living half a year in China. Okay. So I was just for the holidays back home, like for 2 weeks, and then I flew into DFW, and a lot of my roommates, they knocked on the door because I was sleeping so much. It was like, oh, how much is it in Fahrenheit? I don't know. It was like 30 degrees Celsius different. Yeah. And 14 hours. So my completely day-night cycle, everything.
Jet lagged. You were jet lagged.
Yes, like the king of all jet lags. And basically, I was spending a lot of time in bed in like the first two or three days. And they knocked on my door. Hey, Jörn, you still alive in there? Hello.
Now, how was it meeting people? Like, you know, Texas is a little bit of a different place. I mean, that's the thing about the United States, is that it's so big. It's such a big melting pot of different people regionally. You know, you got the Northeast, you got the South, you got the West, you got the Midwest, you got the central area. Like, how was it? Was it easy to make friends, or was it like, because I love accents, and if I would have heard your accent, I'd been like, hey, man, this is a cool dude. I got to talk to him.
Admittedly, my English improved when I was there. Just with school English, you don't get along. So in the books I had, there was like a lot of notes on the side, just stupid learning vocabulary and stuff like that. But I like Texas. I have to admit that. And I actually like to meet new people. It's like all over the world. You have a lot of nice people. You have some not so nice people. It's the same all over the world. There's no difference in Texas. And I found a lot of very nice people there. And don't ever forget the barbecue and the chili.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you, though. So chili, there's a big debate going around in the United States. And I was talking to my mom about this the other day. In Texas, they don't put beans in their chili. You know, you're not supposed to put beans in chili in Texas chili, from what I hear.
I do believe so. Actually, when I was there, I was doing some challenges, eating as spicy as possible. And at one point, you don't realize if there are beans in there or not.
Yeah, and then you definitely pay for it the next day, man. That chili, man, whew, that could definitely get you. Now, Joe, so you do a lot of investments on a larger scale and stuff. What are some of the advices, just to my audience and stuff in general, Because I know, like, you do investments and stuff when it comes to technology, but, like, if you're looking for startups, say you've been saving away and on a grand scale, like, what's the bare minimum if you wanted to invest in a startup or something? What's the bare minimum that somebody needs to have saved up, in your opinion?
If you want to be like a small scale business angel, there are investments going around starting at 25,000 euros. But you have to see that only works for really early stage startups, right?
So you got to get in at the beginning.
Yes, exactly. And there comes into trouble because you can search for startups as much as you want, but those very early stage startups, it's really, really hard to find them. And then, for example, people like I come into place. For example, N26, the neobank, the challenger bank, they just closed a funding of something like 900 million US dollars. They don't take 25,000 euros checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that, I mean, yeah, then when the big boys come in, you kind of get run out because you can't play with their type of numbers, probably.
Exactly. So if you do startup investment on a limited budget, you have to do it pretty early. But actually, if you invest like more than 10% of your net worth into any given startup, it is too much. It's completely risky. A lot of startups fail, and I would strongly recommend to only allocate something like 5, maximum 10% of your overall portfolio into startups.
Let me ask you this, though. Can you take these early startups? Because you know what was big around 2008 here in the United States was flipping homes, okay? Can you get in on a startup that maybe isn't doing that well, and you can invest some money and then it go up a little bit and then you sell it right off and kind of flip it? Like, do people do things like that?
You're talking about turning around startups. The problem is you cannot do that with like the usual corporate turnaround you do there, because then you have structures in place, you have a lot of people there. But in a startup, like a small scale startup that is doing not very well, a lot of the key employees may have already left, and you're never sure if you can keep them, and a lot depends on the people.
So too risky.
It's an extremely risky game. I would personally stay away from that.
All right, so Joe, we all think of you as, like, you know, a guy that probably hasn't made any mistakes. What is the one regret, the one investment you're like, oh man, I wish I had that one back? Like, it was just like, it went completely bad. I wish I could have that one back.
Actually, it was not like completely bad. I have one like that. But my biggest regret is that I sold my only Bitcoin when it was trading at $700.
Oh, wait. So what did you get it for? Can I ask? It was selling for seven, but what did you get it for?
Less than $100.
So you, man, where were you going through some hard times or something, or were you like, I ain't going up anymore?
Yeah, I went to money to invest in something else, like an engagement ring.
So. Oh, I hope please tell me the marriage is still there, right? I hope.
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Oof. Okay. That would have been a double kick in the balls. That would have been like. I hit you in the left nut, and then I got to kick you again to hit you in the right one. Like, if you would have sold the Bitcoin to get a ring to marry somebody and you still were with him, whew, man, that is a real stinger, if you know what I mean. That would sting a little bit. So that was your biggest regret. Wait, but what is Bitcoin worth right now, though?
Oh, let me check.
Because it's kind of gone down a little bit, right? It's taking a hit.
Yes, but it's fluctuating quite a lot. 38,000 euros.
Wait a minute. All right, so 38,000 euros. What is that here in the United States?
45,000 US dollars, something like that.
Oh, man. So 700. Oh, dude. So you only made a $600 profit, but right now it's like, oh, man. Now knowing what it's worth, yeah, I kind of see the regret.
Yep.
Oh man. Ugh. Man, that's a bad one.
But sometimes I win. Yeah. Like I bought Twitter below $15 US, and at one point it was like above 50. I don't know the current price. I don't check it daily.
But so you still have it right now then?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Facebook took a real bad hit, didn't they?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Oh, that's a pretty good question. And there you may have to ask someone who's really involved in that, like a full-time analyst. But if you had to guess,
though, like, look, I don't claim to be like a legitimate news source or anything. We're all just talking opinions here. We're not talking about facts. You don't got to, I mean, if you just as an outsider looking in, I mean, what would you say? Is it the name change? Could it be something as simple as that? Like going, everybody knows it as Facebook, and then you switch it to Meta. People are like, oh, liked it when it was Facebook. Now it's called Meta. Meh.
I don't think it was related to the name change. It was more like on the technical side. For example, you cannot track people as exactly as it used to be with the new Apple operating system.
So you're advertising. Oh, yep. Yeah. So Apple is like, you know what? Screw you. We're going to knock you down a peg a little bit, Facebook. Yep. We're going to make it where our phones can't be tracked. You're not going to be able to get as much analytics as you need to be able to help sell advertisement to the right people. So yeah, you're going to take a little bit of a hit. It was a big hit. I think it was like $36 billion. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Was a lot of money. Yep.
But I mean, to them though, $36 billion is a lot, no matter what. But like, what are they still worth though? I mean, it's like Jeff Bezos when he got that divorce. Everybody's like, oh, he's lost half of his money, and I think he's richer now than what he was before he got divorced.
That's definitely possible. I don't necessarily track or follow a lot of those really big tech companies, because as a small guy, you can only lose. So most of the time I'm sticking just to ETFs.
Yeah. You stay in your lane, in your lane. Exactly. Right. But though one last question about the big ones though, you know how everybody always says, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Is that true though? Like I remember back in 2008, when we bailed out all the banks here in the United States, they all thought they were too big to fail. Well, apparently you guys weren't. Is that the same thing as like Facebook, Amazon? Are they too big to fail, or can they fail?
That's a good question. I don't think you can compare them, because especially the banks, they fulfill a completely different role in like the economic system than, for example, Google and Amazon does. Don't get me wrong, they're also important for different kind, but they are not necessarily that important of a role for like the global economic system as banks are. But I do believe there are some parts that are essential to the internet, to the services, for example, the Google search engine. So formally, I don't think there is a bailout program in place, but if Google or Amazon or somebody would really just got cut off from the internet within a day, I think that there would be somebody acting.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, man, I really did appreciate this. I really enjoyed this interview. Before we go, tell my audience once again how they can check out and how they can contact you, how they can check out your podcast, your radio station, and all that good stuff.
Yes, of course. You can find me on LinkedIn, Joe ERN Manager, or you can check out my podcast, startuprate.io, and the radio station is simple, startup.radio.
All right. Hey, Joe, man, I really enjoyed this interview, and hopefully you did as well, too.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
All right, Joe, have a good one. Bye.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.